Taurus sun signs and Taurus rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for April 2019. And Taurus, I want you to just take a moment to take stock of all that's been celebrated in March. Even if it was a contractive month, even if there were sticky places, that invitation of the Four of Wands to be in that kind of juicy expanse of celebration, to honor wherever you are on your path. And the card that's coming in for you in April is very much a continuation of that work, and it is the Wheel of Fortune. And when I first pulled this for you, I had this vision of you in some sort of expansive outfit, flowing robes, really making yourself wider, moving in zigzags, moving across a kind of open plain. And I want you to really feel into the word wider, because that's where wisdom is for you right now. Often you're kind of a pragmatic sign that sometimes can get into a little bit of a linear flow where you see goals or you see kind of the step-by-step between you and a desired object or a desired outcome, and then you see yourself moving in that channel to get there, or standing still and sort of hunkering down with all that you've acquired. And the Wheel of Fortune asks us to move differently. It asks us to consider all of the ways in which freeing ourselves from the geometry of a certain linear path can free our spirits to dance in all of these kind of zigzag, expansive, flowing ways. And in the Wheel of Fortune, we're really asked also to check in with our relationship to the unseen, with our relationship to really like whether we think our lives are on our sides. Because on the wheel, there's no like bad turn. It's not about getting a good hand, getting a bad hand. It's about a kind of surrender and a kind of risk, but a risk where we know that somehow we're held. Sometimes we don't even know how, but we know it's these little kind of innocuous moments where we feel like it's maybe nothing is actually happening, but there's something much, much larger unfolding of its own accord. And in that space, I'm really inviting you in the month of April to let yourself go wide, to not have to line it up, to not have to effort it through the mental realm, to not have to kind of lock yourself into the geometric energetic channel that you've always kind of followed because you think that that's how you get from here to here. What if you could travel in a completely different way through your life, Taurus? What if it wasn't a list of goals or a list of even steps? What if there was kind of just sort of a sensory rising to meet the moment over and over and over again? And I ask you also in this month of April to stay really close to your body, to stay really close to just what needs to happen in this moment. Don't worry about the larger turn. It's all going to take care of itself, and quite beautifully and quite expansively. And I'm wishing you a gorgeous month of April, and I will speak to you in May.